kids.
Ho, ho, ho!
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side, but I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to another edition of the Computer Corner.
Yeah, buddy!
Broadcasting live from lovely downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
No, uptown.
Uptown, downtown.
Don't you listen?
All around. All you folks listening around the country and around the world that are in those, let's say, more frigid locations.
Like today it's going to be like 75 here.
This is our payback, baby, for all those days in the summer when people go, how can you guys live there? Well, guess what? This is days like this, actually months like this, are why we live here. But anyway, whether you're here in the Phoenix metro area or somewhere on the internet listening in through the webcast, we appreciate you joining us. And, of course, we're here to impart a little information, a little humor, a little drama, a little of everything when it comes to computers. And, of course, somewhere along the line, we try to help you with your calls and questions here on the big show.
We do that at 602-277-5827.
But we usually bring a theme in tow, and we'd like to try to reserve the first hour for our theme or for various email questions. So the open phones portion where we'll answer just about any question about anything, we'll do that in the second hour at 11 o'clock. So if you just have a general question about your computer...
Hold that thought.
Yeah, at about quarter to 11, start ringing in there and see if you can get in the queue, and then top of the next hour we'll start taking open phones. But... we'd really like to hear from anybody that did take the time to go to the annual IT convention, the annual computer information technology showcase known as Comdex. Once the mighty, mighty, mighty Comdex, now the kind of in need of Viagra Comdex.
Yes, there's a little need of a shot in the arm Comdex. But if you took the time to go up to Vegas last week for the show, any portion of it, or if you kind of wonder what that show is all about, if you have anything... to say or anything to ask about Comdex or geek conventions in general, it's 602-277-5827. 277-KTAR is the number. Also check out our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section and there you can see the links to the things we're talking about, including links at the bottom to ask a question and make a suggestion right here live on the air.
And feel free to those open questions you have, feel free to go ahead and email them now, and you know we'll read them throughout the show. When it comes to Comdex, you probably are like most of us, and even if you are a hardcore technology computer guy, you probably don't even bother to go to Comdex anymore. In fact, the attendance in the year 2000 was around 200,000 attendees. They're expecting this year a measly 50,000 attendees. And in fact...
I remember years past when it was just
the whole town.
Sardine box packed shoulder to shoulder. And this was, I mean, half of Las Vegas, the buildings that exist for conventions, I mean, not just the main convention center, other buildings as well, were just packed full of people. You couldn't even walk around. And now, they can barely fill half of, like, the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Well,
Probably not even that.
The keynote address from Bill Gates, instead of being in some humongous auditorium like it normally is, it was in the Aladdin Theater at the Aladdin. So,
wow.
In fact, there were two or three other competing conventions. I mean, it's any veteran of technology that's been up there and seen the Comdex in its heyday, it is a poor excuse for a show compared to what it used to be. But having said that, the reason we're talking about it this week is there's always interesting things that happen at these shows. And if you didn't get a chance to go to the show, which I would reckon that most of the... reckon? Ooh, it's that Rosie effect, huh?
I think he's somehow lingering in your mind. I would
imagine most of you did not go to the show, so we've posted lots of links so that you can kind of get a flavor. There's videos from CNET. There's all kinds of coverage on our website, and of course we're going to talk about it again throughout the first hour and give you some examples of technology we think that might have a chance, some technologies that maybe are...
a little bit out there?
Come on!
Things that, you know, come on, what are you trying to do to us here?
Get out
of
here.
What kind of muyucks... yeah. Do y'all think we is?
Oh, and feel free to use Muyuk in your emails and as you call it.
And you dispel that yuck.
Right, correct.
That's how you spell it.
Absolutely.
In case you're wondering.
Well, one of the things that that Comdex did address that I think we all can relate to, and clearly people like Bill Gates are even being annoyed by this the scourge that is known as spam.
Never heard of it.
The unsolicited commercial emails that that we get, well, pretty much every day. And
chances are you get more spam than you get ham. Ham, you ask? What is ham? Ham is the good mail. It's the opposite. It's the antithesis. Big word, huh?
Wow.
It's the opposite of spam. And there's a good chance that, that today's email, unless you have good filters and things, if you're just letting yourself get what you get more spam than stuff you actually want to get, that stuff that people actually tried to send you that you know.
And then there's the third type of mail that's not spam and it's not ham. Spam, of course, is commercial email, unsolicited commercial email. Ham would be, of course, the messages that we want. And then there's meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Yeah, that was one of our
geek speaks. This is a family show.
Right. Meatloaf is that garbage that your well-meaning friends send you. The jokes and the did you know. And
the thing that starts with in the subject line, forward.
Yes, meatloaf.
Funny joke contained within this email.
Not.
And then you scroll down usually about, three quarters of the way through it, because you got to get past all the 15,000 people's email addresses that have been forwarded on to get to the joke that you really didn't want to read anyway.
It was terrible.
Meatloaf.
Two of the issues with spam that were particularly interesting to me were that obviously Microsoft is going to continue to develop technologies. In fact, Outlook 2003, which is just out, apparently has some new filtering, and of course all the corporate exchange servers and those kinds of things are going to have more aggressive kind of artificial intelligence type spam filtering, as opposed to what most of today's filtering is, which is just basic keyword, or they're looking at different parameters. The new spam filters, and we're starting to see some of them on the market, Spambase that you talked about last week.
Yeah.
I started using that, and it is fabulous.
It doesn't take long for it to start to kick in, and it's actually got some AI or artificial intelligence built in, where you start to teach it things that are spam. And it's not the old-fashioned way that you think of, where you say, if it contains the word Viagra, do this, because that's so easy. You take and change one of the letters in Viagra from an I to a 1, and now it doesn't contain the word Viagra, so that didn't work. It actually starts to learn, and not based on you telling it or figuring out what makes this spam. You just tell it, this is spam, this is not, this is spam, this is not, and you go down your list. And over time, it starts to learn the kinds of things you consider spam, and it then starts to figure out before you've told it, based on past decisions, what's spam and what's not. And it's customized and personalized to your email, not just some rules that somebody made up somewhere else.
Because one man's spam is another man's ham.
One man's spam is another man's treasure? Is that like the old garage sale thing?
Spam and ham.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, these intelligent spam filters certainly are going to continue to be integrated into the product. So a lot of the stuff where we recommend free downloads and those kinds of things, the attempt is going to be to have more of that kind of intelligence built into your email program. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the next year from Microsoft. The other thing that was brought up again, we've heard this over and over again, is that spam for pay is a concept that people are trying to get across, where if you're willing to accept spam, unsolicited commercial email, then you get compensated, like a penny per message or something of that nature.
Like the old idea of Juno or Net Zero when it first started, was that, well, we'll go ahead and give you free internet service, you won't pay anything for it, but in exchange for that, you're going to be forced to have your browser that has a section of it that contains banner ads, and it's always going to be displaying banner ads, which is going to slow down things a little bit on the internet, but you're going to get free internet, and you only have to give up commercials. It's just like watching commercial television.
You
have to watch commercials during your show to get the free shows.
And clearly that worked. Not!
Right, because now those companies have either gone out of business or are now charging for service, and they don't really give away the service anymore.
But yet they still bombard you with junk.
Well, but then you get that if no matter where you're at now.
Right, but when the company that you're paying is perpetrating some of that, it's kind of
Net
irritating.
Zero.
Juno.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you folks that are out there, we've had several emails in here from Juno users that want to try to use real spam filters and real, like, mail washer and some of these other things.
Can't.
Forget about it.
You know my favorite thing about Juno, since we're going to talk about, you know, our love and hate relationship?
Let's talk about them.
They not only give you spam now that you pay for the service, and they actually have people that pay them to put spam into your box. But then they have spam filters to filter out quote-unquote spam, things that are newsletters, like the thing you subscribe to with us, and a lot of Juno users report back that they can't get our newsletter from time to time because Juno decides that our newsletter that they've subscribed to is spam, but all the other junk they put in your box that you didn't subscribe to isn't.
It just isn't right.
Maybe we need to pay Juno, and then they'll get it.
So anyway, if you hate spam as much as we do, that's something you can look forward to in the year 2004. Now, we need to go to break here.
In just a second, you know, you were just mentioning the mail washer program and its inability to work with Juno, and I'm looking at an email from Shirley saying, I listened to your program last Saturday. You were discussing anti-spam programs. I just downloaded the mail washer, but it doesn't work with Juno. Can you recommend one to me that will work with Juno? Can you answer me on email and not be able to listen this Saturday?
Yeah, no.
I wish I could recommend one that would work with Juno. The solution would be...
You are on...
Juno is the problem.
Right.
Relieve the problem, and then the program works, you see.
Yes. Same thing with you AOL users, although AOL is doing a better job of if you had to choose between the two evils, AOL clearly is a better choice at this
point. I cannot believe you.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're talking about, it's like, you know, would you like a needle stuck in your ear or your eye? Which one's worse, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
the Juno AOL discussion. So.
Wow. I take neither.
All right, put your knitting needles away. We don't want any of that going on. Of course, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk some more about some of the more interesting technologies from Comdex. We, I believe, have a review from Master Adam.
You never know what you might get from Adam.
Office 2003.
If you attended, wanted to attend, know something about, have questions about, or just think about at all, Comdex. This is the show for you. It's 602-277-5827. That's the number to call now. It is the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Back after this.
We're already talking about it at the water cooler all over town. Which